Dunedin Plumbing is three generations of master plumbers that provide full-service plumbing repairs. Whether it be kitchen and bath remodeling, sewer and drain cleaning, toilet repair or replacement, slab leak detection, faucet repairs or installations, they can do it. Visit their showroom at 483 Patricia Avenue in Dunedin, or give them a call at 727-734-2879, or visit their website, dunedinplumbing.com. License number RF0037427. See the Dunedin Plumbing ad in the BCC coupon book. You'll never leave hungry when you visit Fat Jack's Sandwich Shop in Palm Harbor. Whether it's burgers, wings, hoagies, specialty sandwiches, or anything else on their large menu, you'll be coming back for more. Stop in or let them cater your next event. Call 727-408-5425 or visit them at 34720 US Highway 19 North in Palm Harbor. Order online at fatjacksjaxs.com. That's fatjacks.com. Or you can even use Uber. Find Fat Jack's coupon in the BCC coupon book. Cricketers British Pub and Restaurant has the best fish and chips in town, along with a whole host of other authentic British and traditional American fare. They also have a full liquor bar and a large selection of quality beers. Located in Causeway Plaza in Dunedin, you can find them at 2634 Bayshore Boulevard. Give them a call at 727-736-1322. That's 727-736-1322, or visit them online at cricketerspub.com. See their ad in the BCC coupon book. It's time for the Brian Cash Claus Show. Stay tuned to learn about the great deals you can find in the BCC coupon book. Now, here's the host with the most, Brian Cash Claus, and his very special guest.
Another one in the books. We got Magical Matt in the producer's chair, and we got our friend Angel here.
Who's trying to get equipment set up, so give him a second for the delayed reaction. It takes a little time here on the BCC radio show, but stuff like that happens.
I wanted to talk about today where, like, exactly how the event took place, where you thought 300 people were going to show up, right? And that 3,000 showed up.
Yes.
Can you start from A to Z on that, too? Not like just, like, what was the event? And because, you know, I tell that to people about you, Angel, right? I tell them what you did there and how you just... The outcry shows that the support there is for the Hispanic community, right?
Absolutely. There's actually, my name is Angel. I'm the president and CEO of a company called R Community First with the letter R. And this is where, you know, we actually showcase different not-for-profits in our neighborhood to be able to support those people that are in need. So it's a resource directory. So if you know anyone who needs help, definitely refer them to our site to put them in the right direction. So going to what Brian's question is, we've been, originally the city of Clearwater was doing an event honoring the Hispanic Heritage Month. And they had an event planned, but it wasn't including the leaders in the community as far as the planning of, you know, the planning of the Hispanic Heritage Month. So Dina, who's actually the president of the Hispanic Farmers Market, she does every month, she has a activity in the community. She actually rounded up a bunch of leaders, and I was one of the folks that she rounded up. And about 12 of us got together. We sat down with the city of Clearwater. We told them our concerns, and unbeknownst to us, they said, okay, well, if you guys want it, you can have it. So we went ahead and, you know, we took ownership of it. We canvassed the neighborhood. We went door to door to different businesses. I was responsible for the Cleveland, and from downtown Cleveland, all the businesses. So I was knocking door to door to all the local businesses, talking to the business owners, letting them know what we're doing. Can we hang up a flyer? Building those relationships. So from downtown Cleveland all the way to Crest Lake Park, I met with every single owner as possible. And I was amazed how diverse of owners were there. I mean, there's like a massage business there. She only spoke Chinese, was kind of interesting. There was a tattoo artist there. He was there for years. He was excited that we were doing that. But he wasn't Latino, but, you know, he's Anglo-Saxon, but he was all about community organizing. There's a beautiful restaurant there. I forget the name of it. It's kind of embarrassing, but... there's another guy that has a not-for-profit organization. They do boxing. I didn't even know that he has a boxing arena. And next to it, he has a not-for-profit organization. It's a thrift store. People donate furniture to him. He sells it. And then he pays these young kids to come in these boxing arenas, all paid for, to go boxing, to exercise, to get them, like, energized and teach them responsibility. His name was Ramon. And I was like, wow. So I was like, this is very interesting. You meet so many different interesting people when you're out there. Then you ask them... You know, I do tell them about our radio station and about your, Brian Cash Claus show, and then you have the coupon booklet, and how, you know, I'm killing two birds with one stone. So I'm telling, hey, by the way, you should get on our radio station and let people know what you're doing in the community, but also advertise. Take advantage of these coupon books that you're selling, because these coupon books, you know, we're in an area that, you know, obviously, I'm preaching to the choir here. These are senior citizens. They don't like throwing to phones, cell phones, or going and have a computer access. People want to sit down and just open those books here and just look through the coupons and just take advantage of all the discounts that the local business have to offer, it because you're supporting those local businesses, providing a really affordable advertisement. And they were excited about it as well. So long story short, I just kept walking up and down the street, hanging up flyers. And on this radio station, once a week, we were also promoting it. And so when we met with the city of Clearwater again, we were anticipating, listen, if we got 1,000, that would have been a phenomenal event for 1,000 people. So what happened was, all of a sudden, people just kept coming in droves, and they kept coming. And they kept coming and kept coming. This was Sunday, mind you, from 4 to 7 p.m. And what happened was when they were there, they were so... the people were just so surprised at how the diversity of things we had going on. We had Bouncy Bouncy. We had petting zoos. We had food trucks. We had different not-for-profit organizations. They were, you know, telling them about different services they have to offer. They had free food for the community. They had you name it. It goes on and on and on. So they were calling their friends and family members to come. Then all of a sudden, about 5:30-ish, oh my gosh, the city of Clearwater needed to call backup for police, but now became a safety issue. So, I mean, by the time it was done, there were over 3,000 people or more. So it was phenomenal. The mayor was there. A lot of the city council folks were there as well. They also presented us with a proclamation, an award for honoring Hispanic Heritage Month, and they presented it to the group there, which was nice. And since then, we've been really active with the city of Clearwater. They've been really active on working with us even closer. As a matter of fact, you know, there's a race for the mayor for the city of Clearwater. So we're going to have a candidate, Kathleen Beckman. She's coming on our show. And we're going to interview her here on this show. And
very good.
Yeah, so we're going to have her come. And she's going to tell us what she's going to do in the city of Clearwater, what's her mission and what she's planning to do. But she's excited. I told her about the show. She's familiar with some other programs that are here already. But I told her every Wednesday, 5 to 6, you can come here. You're welcome. And she's open for it. So I can't wait to bring
amazing.
Her here.
It's amazing. It's amazing, huh?
So her competitor is Bruce. I haven't met Bruce yet, but I would like to also talk to Bruce, the two folks that are running for mayor for the city of Clearwater, to come here and talk about, you know, we can invite them both here.
At the same time.
What was that?
I said, what's Bruce's last name?
You know, I don't know his last name. I can look it up on my Google phone, but I knew his first name was Bruce. Kathy Beckman, she's actually been very instrumental as far as working with the Hispanic community. I've been to several meetings, and she's always been there. She is a woman that she is on the ground, and she is just talking to everyone, and she's just making those connections. I haven't seen Bruce out there. I'm not trying to knock him or anything, but the fact is I haven't seen him. But Kathleen, I think Kathleen at this point has really been really active in the community, and she really wants to work with the Hispanic community and also with the Black community here in the North Greenwood area, she's really, really passionate about diversity. So I have to give her, at least from what I see so far, from what I heard and what I've seen her do, I would definitely, if you live in the city of Clearwater, definitely I would vote for her at this point, because I see what she's doing and I see what she's all about. Now, I don't know Bruce yet, but we'd like to put him on the air. So, Bruce, if you're listening out there, we would love to be able to put you on the air and talk about what you're willing to do for the community.
727-441-3000. That's the phone number to call here in studio.
There you go. So wow. If you're listening, call in and we would definitely have a quick conversation.
Can we play the Star Spangled Banner? Because I have American Masters Handyman, and I told him, you know what? In his honor, we'll play the Star Spangled Banner.
Yeah, give me a second to get it lined up.
Yeah, that's fine. And then I'm looking at the American flag right now, proud to be an American. And the Hispanic community is one of the hardest working cultures there are. There are different cultures that have different work ethics, and that's all there is to it. So if you want to call that woke, where I just said something wrong, that's okay, woke. You can do the cancel stuff.
Well, you ask for it and you shall receive. Here we go. Step aside and take a break. We can hit the reset button here on the show. We will be back with more of the Brian Cash Claus Radio Show right after this.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
The Florida Sheriff Ranch's thrift store, located at 2622 Bayshore Boulevard in Dunedin, at the corner of Alternate 19 and Curlew Road, has over 14,000 feet of great shopping. Furniture, clothes, houseware, artwork, and much, much more, with daily specials. On Monday, 50% off all clothing. Tuesday, non-senior day, under 55, 50% off. Wednesday, all veterans, 50% off. Thursday, first responders and medical personnel, 50% off. Friday, senior day, 55 plus, 50% off. Saturday, teachers and educational staff also get 50% off. Check out the coupon in the BCC coupon book, also good for 50% off. The Florida Sheriff's Ranch Thrift Store, 2622 Bayshore Boulevard in Dunedin, 727-736-2527. Check them out online at sre4kids.org. The Florida Sheriff Ranch Thrift Store.
All right, this is Magic Matt with the BCC Coupon Book Radio Show Traffic Report, brought to you by Keith's Cleaning Service and Cars Unlimited Auto Repair. We got traffic to report in Tampa. There's an accident on 275 between MLK and Bush Boulevard that's causing slowdowns that are backing everything up in both directions. So be careful going in that area. Also, there's slowdowns on 60 between Clearwater and Tampa. So you're going to deal with backups there coming in as well. Otherwise, general rush hour traffic slowing things down on the roadways. And with your Keith's Cleaning Services traffic report, this has been Magical Matt. Loki Volkswagen of Clearwater has been family-owned and operated since 1952 and are your local family dealer for all your Volkswagen needs. Right now, Loki Volkswagen is offering $1,000 off any new Volkswagen and $500 off any used Volkswagen, and all vehicles come with lifetime hand car washes and lifetime oil changes. Give them a call, 727-799-2151. Visit them online at LokiVW.com or come by the shop at 27850 U.S. Highway 19 North in Clearwater.
Jelly beans, ice cream, and treats.
has the food and desserts that'll make you smile. From burgers, hot dogs, chicken tenders, and sandwiches, to ice cream, shakes, sundaes, floats, and ice cream sandwiches. Bring the whole family to 368 Patricia Avenue in Dunedin, nearly right across the street from Dunedin Lanes. You can order online at jillybeans.com and follow them on Facebook at jillybeansict. Check out their website for all their weekly specials.
Hey, Tampa Bay, do you have a cleaning project that needs to get done? Give Keith's Cleaning Service a call, 727-470-5071 for honest, hardworking, and tenacious service from Keith's Cleaning Service. Call now for a quote, 727-470-5071. That's 727-470-5071 for Keith's Cleaning Service. Some of the best cleaning services in Tampa Bay.
From the Sunshine State, this is Tampa Bay's Tan Talk.
Welcome, Tampa Bay, to Tan Talk Radio Network here at 106.1 FM. And if you're in the AM side of things, it's 1340. We also have a sister company there in Dade City for 102.3 and 104.3 FM. So we have a special guest on the line that just called in, and I'd like to introduce her. She's doing some amazing stuff here at the, you know, in our community. So you're going to hear it right from the source here. So, Angie, are you on the line?
I am.
Perfect. Angie, thank you for getting on the line here, live here at Tampa Bay Talked. So kind of tell the people here what you do in the community. First of all, give us your full name, what your title is, and what you do in the community.
Sure. My name is Angelina Ryan. I am with A1 Opportunities. I am the president and founder of this organization. And we advocate for homelessness. And homelessness is a rising issue, and we actually attack each problem for each issue that causes homelessness, from a variety of things, from domestic violence, human trafficking, addicts in recovery, former inmates, low income, persons with disabilities, mental health, etc. So that's kind of what we do.
Well, that's a mouthful. Wow. So, yes. So tell us a little bit, like, you know, what got you to interested in doing something like this for the community?
Well, it was actually a spiritual reason. I got into this because God gave me a vision to do this. And then as I was just following my heart, I saw the need. The need was just so, it's a growing need. I feel compassion for those that don't have homes, and not just the ones that don't have homes, it's also for each of the reasons of why they don't have homes. So each of the things that I just told you, that I just spoke about, they all have their own issues that I want to help. So people that are coming from like domestic violence or human trafficking, everybody needs some sort of counseling and assistance to get on their feet and just to become productive members in society. So I don't believe anybody should be homeless or living out in the streets like that. So that's what originally got me into these things.
Well, you know, I want the people out there to know that I firsthand witness Angelina actually go out in the community. She's really active in the community. So, Angelina, can you share with the people, like, if they want to be able to support you or provide donation to support your cause, what's the best way for them to do that?
Oh, sure. So our website is www.a1opportunities.org. And on that website, you will see different tabs of you can donate or to volunteer. And there's also, like, specifics. If you want to donate or to help with food or clothing or shoes, that's all separate on there. So if, depending on if there's a specific way they want to help, or they can just give us a call on our business line. It's 813-325-4566, and we'd be more than happy for the help. Because we're only as strong as what our community lets us be. So the more help, the merrier, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. And what's your service area that you cover?
Hillsborough County and Polk County are our main areas.
Hillsborough County and Polk County, okay. Now, excuse me for the cough there. I want you people to know that are listening, you know, Angelina is very, very modest. You know, she's also an entrepreneur. She's a business owner. She's has her own not-for-profit organization, as you just heard. And can you, I understand that you also are a real estate agent?
I am. I'm a realtor with Keller Williams Suburban Tampa.
Okay.
So, you know, it goes hand in hand. It goes hand in hand trying to find people homes.
Okay. I also want people to know, too, that, you know, you're very passionate about helping women that are either, you know, were involved in drugs, and you're getting them off the streets, and you're putting them in homes, yeah, and getting them. Can you explain a little bit about that?
Sure. So we have a women's house as well as two men's houses in Tampa. And what we do is, it's not just that we're providing a roof over their head. Take people in, and we do like a case-by-case assessment of it. So not everybody needs the same thing to get better and to get on their feet. So we do a case-by-case assessment. We offer counseling. We get them on Medicaid, food stamps, their driver's license, DED, depending on whatever it is that they need. So it's not just, hey, here's a roof over your head. We put them in a structured program, in a setting to where they have help, they have somebody to go to, and it's a communal living type setting. It's designed to be a six-month program. It's not designed to be forever because, you know, we want them to transition out on their own. But, you know, if somebody's doing what they're supposed to be doing and it's just difficult or impossible to find them housing, we're not going to kick them out. We're going to keep them there. So, and when we keep them there, they advance into their into seniority, and they help the next one in line, and they help give back, and they stay there, and they basically become like other supervisors.
All right. So I have a guest here next to me too. Would you like to ask her a question about what she does, or?
Well, yeah. Are you familiar with 211? Isn't that the place where people call and get help?
Yes. Yep. We're on there. We're
are you?
On
okay,
there.
Okay. Good. Because I just happen to own several rentals, and it's always good to have folks like you available, because 211's just flooded with calls.
Really?
Yeah. I get a lot of calls from there and from our website as well.
Real quick, we got on hold Lisa from the Lemon Leaf. You there, Lisa? Hello.
Actually, well, let's just. This has come finished with Angelina.
But I wanted to ask Lisa something.
Okay, go on, go right ahead. One second.
You there?
Angelina.
Lisa, yes. You there?
Yes.
What I'm going to do is this, with your permission, I'm going to buy a $50 card, or say two $25 cards, right? And then for the people that are homeless, I'm going to donate two $25 cards from the grand opening to Lemon Leaf for you to give to the homeless. Because they have to eat, right?
Right.
Why not? So, if you help them, when you help them get them into housing?
Are you speaking to Lisa or myself?
Yourself.
That's Angelina.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Angelina, yeah.
Yeah, Angelina, you help people
get them.
We're doing a turkey drive on November 20th where we're giving out free turkeys to the homeless and needy families. And if you want to write that down, it's going to be at Post 275.
In
Dunedin. It's on San Christopher. And we're hoping to give out anywhere to 50 to 100 turkeys. And then on November 23rd, we're giving out cooked turkeys to the homeless.
Oh, my gosh. Cool. What time?
And this is really the VFW. So, you know, it's the real.
She's asking what time.
2 to 4.
Okay.
So think about that. Okay. So you could send people there, and then the turkeys are frozen on the 20th. And the reason why they get them on the 20th is because of the fact that it takes a few days to thaw out.
And I believe you also have tenants right now, so you can give those turkeys to your tenants that are in need, that you took off the streets, that are living in your... I mean, she has like three houses that she owns that she's actually helping the home, helping these young ladies get off the streets and get back on track.
Right. So then on top of that, what I like to do is give gift certificates to the Lemon Leaf. This is a new restaurant that just opened up on East Bay. What's the address there for the Lemon Leaf?
It's at 1300 East Bay Drive.
Yes. So isn't that cool? Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. You're such a blessing.
Right. Isn't that cool? So in other words, they're going to get free turkeys.
You have no idea.
Right. The Lemon Leaf, though, is a new restaurant. They're a diner like type, but really a high class, you know, breakfast and lunch place. I mean, the stuff.
Oh my god!
Like they put a food item in there, right? The only thing I had was it was so classy, right? could it be so classy that people don't know what it is?
Right.
You know what I mean? Because when you see the presentation, it's like a five-star chef, right? But if I say two eggs, home fries and toast and bacon and a cup of coffee and I show you a picture of it, you know what it is.
Absolutely.
But then when you have this high class like thing with all these little, like, it's just amazing. It just looks so fantastic. But the guy that does it, the guy that does the cooking at the Lemon Leaf is a five-star chef, really.
Wow.
But he cooks breakfast and lunch.
For you to offer that is awesome.
Why not?
For you to offer that is awesome because not a lot of people out here, not a lot of people care. There's a lot of bias towards people that are homeless, and they just assume, hey, go get a job, but they really don't understand the full aspects of things. So for you to offer that and to have that compassion, especially for the holidays, that is incredible. These people are going to be so appreciative because they really come with nothing, and to have this opportunity is awesome. So I can say thank you, and thank you from everybody else that's going to be grateful as well.
Yeah, well, the thing is, you helping others is the foundational stone for spirituality. A kind act once in a while isn't enough. You have to act the Good Samaritan every day if need be. Right? And then you'll have more success with people when you don't look at them with passion or like you come at them with, this is what you need to do, right?
Right.
What you do is you come at them with more of action of what you do, not telling them what to do. Right?
Right.
It's attraction, not promotion. Right?
And it's a continuous thing as well.
Right.
Being there continuously and building that level of trust.
Right. Never... If you could take the time, right, because they're usually at the convenience stores, homeless people, and if you could take the time to the audience and just talk to some of these homeless people, to never, if you can do this, and I try this, but to never look down on another person, right, from a moral or spiritual hilltop, right?
Yeah.
Like you never look down, and the only time you're looking down on someone truly is to help them up, right?
And
so what happens is I take time myself, and I find out, you know, this one guy, he was an engineer, and then what happened is his wife died in a car crash and he just lost it. There was another guy that, you know, everybody thinks it's drug and alcohol. Don't get me wrong. Most of the time it is. But there are just circumstances that most people are two paychecks away from being homeless.
And
someone needs to be told when they're homeless that they're loved and they do matter. Right? Everybody wants to be loved. I want to be loved. You want to be loved. So can you look at someone and say, you do matter, you do care, and you are important to this world. And you do have good.
Yeah.
Like, in other words, God don't make junk. There's good. There's a talent in everybody.
Yeah.
Right? There's good in everybody.
Brian, you're a good guy.
I'm a good guy.
Very good guy. So.
Yeah, well, but actions speak louder than words. I want to know what someone's behaviors are. You know how I can find out? Lisa, you there?
Yes.
Okay. So you know how I can tell if someone's a good person?
How?
Can I talk to your workers, the people you work with? Can I talk to your family members?
Can I talk? Just me.
But you get what I'm saying? That's how you know if someone's a good person. Can you talk to their family members? Can you talk to their workers? What are those people that know you best say about you? Right? And when they're starting to say good things about you, then you know you're a good person. Right? Right. Okay. You know, the thing we've given is this, right? It's not, think of these words. It's not in the manner of giving that matters. But how and when to give, right? That often will make the difference between failure and success. Can you aid someone to their destruction, right? And there's where I have the problem myself. Like, I could tell you, don't do that, but I do it. Can you be an enabler, too? Could it be mm-hmm. that when people hit rock bottom, right, in their life, it's good? Because when someone becomes hopeless, then they'll tend to listen to your suggestions versus if you just keep enabling them. So hitting bottom, when someone hits bottom, what I suggest to them is stop digging and know that to give the message of hope, right?
Yeah.
And that you can do it. And wherever you're at, this too shall pass. And then they'll say to you, okay, so what should I do now, right? I'm homeless and all this. At this point, all you can do is just do the next right thing. What's the next right thing? And do that. And just keep doing the next right thing. And then eventually, what'll happen is you'll get your life together. But you got to say to yourself, when things aren't going your way, that this too shall pass. I will get through this.
There's a parable that says every storm has a calm, right? And what gives people character is when, when you're going through something and you're able to overcome it, then you can help others. You can relate. I think Angelina is definitely has a lot of experience in respect of, she's had her ups and downs, and I think that's why she's so successful in connecting with people. Angelina, do you agree with that?
Absolutely, yes. It definitely was my experiences in life that enhanced my compassion and the passion that I have to help others and knowing how to dig out of that hole. I definitely feel that is probably what has made me the most successful in relating to so many people from all of these different situations. Yeah, for sure.
Can you listen to this, too? Because I would like you to pay it forward also, too, Can you, Lisa, talk about the lemon leaf, about what you got going on there? And then people can see that they're helping out the community, too. So if you could, pay it forward, right, and help out this new restaurant that just opened up, that's a family-owned restaurant, can you tell us about your Lemon Leaf Cafe?
Sure. It was, I guess it was my dad's idea. He's been cooking for, the last 20 or so plus years, and he thought it was finally time, to try something new. And now we're doing breakfast, lunch, we have some really good seafood options, we've got, seafood omelet, sandwiches, salmon, stuff like that.
Why do I think he's a five-star when I saw the photos of the food? You know, fancy food, how it looks like the little syrups they put on the plate?
Yeah.
Am I guessing that your father worked at a five-star restaurant or a high-class restaurant?
No, that would be pretty accurate. He used to work at Sheraton Hotel.
Right. So that's it. Those Sheraton hotels, they're they are famous for high-class stuff, right? The presentation. Yes. It's his presentation. What do you think of that, Mr. Alex?
It's always a lot more fun to eat something that's pretty to look at.
Right? Can I do a poll here, Magical Matt? Would you go with a real fancy dish with all the syrups, on the side, and it looks like a teepee and it looks really fancy, right? Or would you go with two eggs, home fries, toast, bacon, and a cup of coffee? If you're trying to get across that it's a breakfast restaurant or a lunch restaurant, if you had to choose a photo.
Option B, no doubt.
What? Which one?
Option B.
Which one? I forget now. Which was
B? Of course. Of course.
Brian, wake up. Yeah. I can share a rack of ribs.
Right. Would you go with the two eggs, because you just glanced at the photo.
That was option B. That's what I said. Option B.
What would you go with?
I would say that one, yep. But the second one that you mentioned, yeah.
What about you?
I'm a basic kind of guy. I like vanilla ice cream, so I would go with the two eggs, hash browns.
There you go.
Right, as a photo.
Yeah.
Now, we had a choice for the ad, though, because he had these fancy photos. And I just didn't know what they were, but I know they look good, right? And I wanted to do a survey. Lisa, what's the lady's name?
Angelina.
Angelina, what would you have went with? A basic photo. I mean, really nice photo, though. Beautiful eggs, bacon, the coffee in the background and the pancakes and all that. Really nice photo. But would you go with that if you're trying to push a breakfast place, or would you go with some fancy dishes, but maybe you didn't know what the photo was?
I would go with option A.
Option A, she says.
Oh, wow. She's an oddball, this woman.
Yeah, but I also have a feeling.
That's it.
Listen, I'm supposed to go to Santa. I'll drink out of a water hose, honey.
There you go. So, Lisa, which one would you... What did Lisa say she would go with? Did she already answer that?
No, I don't think so. We're Lisa. Still waiting on Lisa's answer.
Is you still there?
Yeah.
What would you go with? Fancy pantsy? Or just a basic two eggs, bacon,
vanilla.
Whatever looks more delicious.
Right? Would you? I mean, to promote your restaurant, like, would you want people to know when they glance at the photo what it is?
I'd want them to be hungry when they look at it.
There you go. That's so true. Yeah. Too. You ever notice the Chinese restaurants do that? They put the photo of the dish next to...
Yeah, because you can't pronounce the words.
Why don't other restaurants do that?
I just want that. I just point at it.
Do you ever want that?
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? The photo, and then the next to it is Egg Foo Young, but the photo's next to it.
Yeah, that's how I order. I mean, when I went to a restaurant the other day, I said, I want that, because I like the picture.
Exactly. Point at the picture. I can't pronounce it, but I'm that's
so
they, good.
So when the Chinese said that a picture's worth 1,000 words, they were correct?
Absolutely.
Yep. That's why when you go to fast food now, you order by number. You look at the picture and say, I'll have number 2.
Well, I don't know if number 2 is the right way to go, okay?
Yeah, supersize that, please.
I don't know about number 2. I would tell you go to the bathroom then.
I'll see how you are.
Your mind was somewhere else, Brian.
Number 2.
You're thinking after you eat. We're talking about food still here.
Right.
All right.
You gotta be. We're not a glum lot. Well, so Matt.
Sometimes when you go.
What's that?
I was gonna say sometimes when you go to fancy restaurants. Because I went to Italy last year, and I know sometimes I didn't even know what I was looking at or how to pronounce it. Well, I'm going for the what I knew. You know what was more typical. Oh yeah, I know what that is. Let me take that. You know.
Wow, my son. You might have ran into him. Was that last year? My son went to Italy last year for 2 weeks. And then he just recently got back from Iceland. He went there for 2 weeks.
But how was she run into him? You know, Italy's pretty big.
I know. Wouldn't that be something if they ran into each other, though?
Well, yeah, that'd be very something.
And they argued over the food, too.
Hey, me, younger with food.
Oh,
yeah, yeah. Oh,
my goodness.
No, that would be something.
Yeah, that would be.
And then she heard my son saying, that's not what the photo put. Because it always looks better in the photo, too,
you
right?
Oh, you and Americans complain about everything.
Do you know how they...
Do you know... Enlarged texture.
You know how Campbell's Soups does their commercials? What they put in the bowl to make the meat stand on top?
Cotton?
No?
Cotton?
You know, like, where they pour the stuff in so the meat, like, and all the stuff stays on top, not just plain water?
Okay.
They put marbles in there. Right, they fill the bowl with marbles, then fill the soup. Then this way all the meat and stuff stays on top.
That's cool. Where did you learn that from?
Okay, I'm going to give you another one. You want to make $50?
As he completely ignores your statement there, Angel.
I know all this stuff because I'm in advertising.
All right, so we're talking about something different now. We're talking about presentation.
Okay,
food,
Lisa, that's not presentation.
Okay, gotcha.
With the marbles.
Okay.
Imagine if you got a bowl of soup with marbles in it.
I don't want it.
I lost my marbles.
I lost my marbles a long time ago.
So let me ask you another question. Lisa, and what's marbles. The other lady's name?
Angelina.
I like the name Angelina.
Well, she's got my name, but then Angelina.
What does Kellogg's use to instead of milk to pour in to make it look creamier? What do they use in their commercials?
It's called glue.
What's that?
I think it was glue.
You're right, 100%.
That's so nasty.
Elmer's glue. And what happens is when you pour the glue, it looks creamier and has more of a white look to it. Unbelievable.
So basically, life is just an illusion.
It's an illusion. We did something for a guy. I'm just going to tell you something. This is a true story in Colorado where I was part of it a little bit. So the guy was jumping in the air. He was in the air, and he really fell off the horse. But you know what they did? The part where the horse jumped in the air, they stopped it right there because he was from Colorado. But if you see the footage, really, he fell off the horse. Nearly broke his back.
Wow.
But for the commercial, for the ad, it looks so cool. Like he's riding this horse and it bucked and all that. And they didn't show the part where he fell off. Is this wrong? We're talking about all this.
I don't know. We went from helping the homeless to like eating and then describing what's a better, you know, picture, what food, and then we got into Chinese food and pointing at it with a.
This is what happens when you listen to the Brian Cash Car Show.
It's very dynamic.
You never know what the hell you're going to listen to.
Absolutely. Yes. Welcome, ladies.
So then let me ask you a question. Does anybody out there have dogs?
Yep. We have a dog.
No, I don't.
Okay, so let me listen to this gentleman here about dogs. Okay.
Well, I'm waiting for my son to call in because he's
already on the phone. He's been waiting a while.
All right.
Well, can you tell us in the ear, like when someone's on hold?
Yeah, hey, I was waiting for you guys to wrap up the other interviews to get him on.
Hey, Tony.
Well, just tell me in my ear, though. Because if I have it in my ear, what will I do?
He's trying to talk. Let the kid talk.
Wait a second. If I have it in my ear that he's on hold, guess what I'll do? I'll wrap up the interview. Anyhow, go ahead.
Hey, Tony, are you there?
Yes.
Hi, Dad.
How you doing, son? Tell everybody about your new job that you got coming up this week.
Okay, well, I got a new customer. We don't know his name yet.
Yeah, you got a new customer that you're going to do dog sitting for. What's the name of your dog sitting business?
Dog Sitting Supreme. Dad, why don't you come pick me up and take me there?
Well, I couldn't do it all, so I came straight to the station and got you on the air. So,
okay.
You know what he'll do is he'll bring you home a couple slices of pizza, though, right?
I can do that.
Okay.
So tell people how did you become a dog sitting business owner?
I wanted to start my own business when I was in Georgia.
Okay. How old are you?
I'm 9 years old.
9 years old, and you have your own business. That's pretty cool. Do you have your own ID yet?
I have my own ID, and it's actually right in my hand along with my money.
There you go. Ooh. So you put your ID in your wallet with your money. That's good. That's good.
Let me give you the address where you're supposed to mail that money, okay?
Don't listen to him, Tony.
You got a pen?
Keep that money.
Seriously, write this address down. I don't want to check. I want the cash.
Yeah, the new client we got today, we got it off the ad. Okay, you saw it in the book. I wanted you to know that. That's why I came in. But the guy, Tony, the guy wants to know how he's going to pay. And Tony says, Dad, tell him cash.
Cash.
Tony doesn't want PayPal or Venmo or XYZ or whatever. He wants cash. I like this kid.
Wow, that's neat. That's a neat story. You know, sometimes I think to myself, I take on projects. Can I ask this to everybody?
Sure.
Right? Because I'm thinking Tony took this project. Tony took on the project with his dad on this, opened up his own business, right? He's 9 years old, right? I don't know. Have you ever taken on a project where you took on the project, but you didn't know if you could do it? But yet you still took the project on and told him. Okay.
Hang on, Tony.
That's
hang
okay.
On. No, but he wants you. You want it?
What you
that's
got?
That's good. Go ahead, Tony.
Go, Tony. What
you got? I've had around a two or three or four dog sitting jobs so far, and they were all very nice. And one of them was named Blondie. She was a sweet dog.
Oh, Blondie was a really nice dog, wasn't she?
Yeah, she loved to sleep.
Yeah, she slept on the couch all the time, huh?
Yeah.
One time we found her underneath the bed. We thought she got away, and she was sleeping under your bed.
Yeah, and so far I've made $431.
Good job, man. Good job. That's really good news. That's really good news. And then what do we do before we send the dogs home? What do we do with them?
We give them a bath.
We give them a bath. And we put a bow in their hair.
And that is our newest rule.
Yep. We make sure they go home clean.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. So we break out the dog shampoo and we get in the bathtub and we give them a nice bath.
You know, my friend had a maid service, right? And he was very successful. He turned out to have 10 trucks on the road, very big. And you know what he did? He would put a rose everywhere when they cleaned the house, once in the bathroom, once in the bedroom. And that was his little calling card.
There you go.
I think this idea of you giving a bath and a bow really is going beyond the call of duty.
Well, Tony's the biggest thing, and I try to explain to Tony, is that it's referrals and it takes time to build a good business. But if you tell the truth and do a good job, people will call you back.
Right, and you care. And you care. The dog in the background, that's not our sound effect. But have you, back to my question, have you ever taken on a project like Lemon Leaf? Let's use them as an example, mm-hmm. right?
Lemonade, my first store in my business, that was an auction, and it was too hot, so we decided to take up something I like and something I love, like dogs.
There you go.
We figured out how to make it longer, and we made it dog sitting.
Very good. Any parent would be proud to have a 9-year-old son that opened up their own business. And the only way that he got onto the radio show is he had to do good in school, remember?
That's right.
So if he did good in school, then we allowed him to do the radio. So the reason you're on the radio now, Tony, is because you're doing good in school.
Yeah, and I actually want to tell you guys a story about our second latest customer. He was a piece of work.
That's okay.
First of all, this guy actually was coming from Las Vegas, so we were a little suspicious about that. What?
You wouldn't believe the number of people that take our ad and try to turn our kindness into a scam. I had 3 different people call me to try to get my bank account information they want my bank account information so they can send me money. They don't need my bank account number.
No.
3 times, Brian. 3 times people have called us.
Wow. So no one call us. We only take cash.
I'm sorry to hear that.
It's all right. That's why Dad answers the phone. We got to screen those.
And Dad, do you know what type of breed our next customer is? Our next customer?
What's your next customer?
I don't know. We haven't talked to him yet.
Okay, well, when we hang up, you give him a call and make arrangements because he wants to bring his dog over tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Yeah, tomorrow after school. So you better make the phone call and get ready. We're going to have to get the kennels ready tonight.
Okay.
So you go get your scout uniform on, okay? Because we got to be at scouts in a half hour.
Well, there you go.
There you go.
So anyhow, just like to go back, if it's okay, go back to the Lemon Leaf.
Yeah, go ahead.
Just real quick. Lemon Leaf, you there?
Lisa.
Yeah. Lisa. And Angelina, you still there? Did we lose Angelina?
I'm hanging in here.
Okay, yep. So what do you think about that, you have a 9-year-old child that is an entrepreneur and opens up their own business. What are your feelings about that, right?
Oh, it's wonderful.
Right.
My daughter, she's a teenager, and she's had her own candle-making business.
Good
and
for her. That's so cool.
About a year, yeah.
Right. And then what I was saying, because with Lemon Leaf Cafe, like, they're taking the courage, I would say, to open up their own restaurant, right, and to put their lives on the line. And you're taking on a project where you don't know, right? How do you feel about the fact that Lemon Leaf Cafe is on East Bay Drive? It's a breakfast and lunch place. Have you ever taken on a project like Angel or you that you weren't sure if you were going to succeed, but you had the courage still to do it, to walk through your fears?
Absolutely.
So don't you
have entrepreneurship.
Right, so Lemon Leaf Cafe, give us your address and what you're trying to accomplish there.
Hang on, Tony.
Ken, Lisa.
It's 1300 East Bay Drive. We're doing breakfast and lunch every day, except for Tuesday.
And how's it been so far?
It's been good. We had support from our friends and family and the neighbors as well. So it's been really great.
Right. And then, good. And then you got the magazine that's going to be coming out this week. And then if you look in the BCC coupon book, if you find it, they're giving away a buy one, get one free lunch and a buy one, get one free breakfast.
Wow.
And it's a grand opening special in the coupon book.
That's great.
And they're at 1300 East Bay Drive. But if you could just go support them, because this is a true family operation.
1300. Right? Well, give me we're on East Bay.
You remember the old German restaurant, bistro, that was on East Bay?
No, I don't know that one.
Where's a good landmark where that's at?
So we got the bedding place there in East Bay.
Yes.
And excuse me?
Go ahead.
But what really wanted me to start my own business was my dog, Rose. Dad, you know what I'm talking about.
Yep, I remember we got a little tiny German Shepherd, and you decided you wanted to have to show the love to all these other dogs so they would come to our house.
And I have a puppy experience with Rose.
There's a guy that tells a story, right? You just want to hear this? This is just a true story? Because it has to do with a dog. I know I got to say it. Tell it quick. He was going through a lot of trouble in his life, right? And he screwed up at work where he cost the company a lot of money. And it was a mistake that he made.
I can identify.
But he was with the company so long they didn't fire him. But on the way home, he was thinking about committing suicide, right? And do you know why he didn't do it? Some kid walked up to him and asked him, my sister, kid's like 11 years old, my sister fed my dog chocolate milk. And this is a kid that's the neighbor that they intertwine with the dogs. And he said it got his mind off it. And if it wasn't for that kid walking up, asking him the question, will my dog die? Because you know how dogs can die from chocolate, right?
Yep, that's true.
So he spent like 15 minutes with this kid, reassuring the kid that everything was going to be okay, right? And then it turned out to be okay for him.
Yep.
It's kind of a neat story, right?
There's angels everywhere. You just got to watch out for them.
And what's dog spelled backwards?
God,
right?
Yep.
Angelina, before, because we're getting close to wrapping up, can you provide that number again for your not-for-profit organization?
Sure, it's area code 813-325-4566.
Okay.
Say it again.
Area code 813-325-4566.
And just know that Angel cares, right? And if you need stuff done for you, it's Angel.
Thank you.
Because he made it happen for you. And then the lemon leaf, give us your address again and like a landmark.
Sure. It's 1300 East Bay Drive. It's between East Bay and Highland.
Okay.
Down by Highland. Okay.
By Highland. Okay. And then your father is a 5-star chef. And what hotel did he used to work for?
Sheraton Hotel.
Right. That's why it's the class act. Because you just know he's a 5... Really, I don't know if I could put it in... I should have put that maybe in there. He's like a 5-star chef. Could I have done that? Why not?
Yeah.
And then end with the dogs?
Yeah, well, Tony's doing a great job as a young entrepreneur. He's learning how to handle money, learn how to talk to people, comes up with his own programs, and I'm proud of him. I am proud of my son, Tony, the dog sitter.
And I'm proud of you as being a good father and being a good role model.
And then, Angel, what would you like to say in closing?
I want to say, everybody, take care. I'm glad you guys are doing well, and best luck to everyone. And we're here every Wednesday from 5 to 6 every Wednesday,
WTAN
guys.
WTAN
Don't miss
Radio.
It. Tan Talk Radio.
Great job, Tony.
Thank you.
Great job, Angelina.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having us.
Great job, Lisa.
Thank you. Have
and
a
then,
great day.
And then Brian, of course, did the best job.
The Brian Cash Calls. Yeah.
God, your head's so big you won't be able to get out the door. But yeah, everybody, this is WTN Radio. We're here every Wednesday between 5 and 6, having a good time with some of our local businesses. And we thank you for listening to the show. You have a good night. WTAN, Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City.
FM 102.3.
Listen.